WJTL Plum, God help me, Sanctus Rio won't let me go. Good morning, it's 7:21.
For today, a mix of clouds and sun, slight chance of showers, high 84. Tonight, clear, low of 60. And for tomorrow, winning Wednesday, partly cloudy, chance of some scattered showers, high of 83. Currently 63 in Ephrata, 63 in Lebanon.
Two of my favorite people to interview are here this morning, Katie and Ryan Miller. They're from Sight and Sound. Good morning, gang.
Good morning.
And Katie, you did say earlier that the show's going well, and you just wanted people to know that post-COVID it's going great, but there are still some tickets available.
There are still.
It's not one,
as Ryan
100% sold out.
Yes, no, we have been so grateful to have so many sold out shows, and they are selling fast, but there are still some tickets available for the rest of this year. So come guys, see us if you can.
Yeah, you guys are doing David, and you're going to do a broadcast of it. So why? Is it just so more people can see it?
Yeah, I mean, we had been capturing shows on film for DVD for years, and then during the pandemic did our first ever live broadcast, and now that we've done two and are on our way to three, I don't know if we can ever go back. It's just become such a cool way to see the ministry extend beyond the stage.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, there's such a cool, I know it's not the same. Everybody's like, it's really great. It's not the same as being there. And it's not the same as being there. However, like, the stage and the theater, if you've ever been there, it's just so big and there's so much going on. And so the cameras being able to capture the, you know, expressions on the actors' faces and the quirky little things that the animals do and just the artistry and the costumes and the sets. Like, it's a whole different show in many ways when you watch it this way.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, and I do think post-COVID, we need to look back at COVID and say, this is something positive that came out of COVID.
Absolutely.
We figured out that people do want to watch this at home if they live in another part of the world.
Right. Yeah, we got this. It was actually just really cool. Like, I had all this emotion. We got a letter from a family that said, thanks for doing these live broadcasts. We grew up coming to Sight and Sound, but my mom is ill now and can't travel. Yeah. So we're all going to gather as a family and have our own Sight and Sound experience.
Love that.
And like, that's, you know, that's why we do what we do. It's awesome.
It's coming up September 2nd.
September 2nd. Yep.
And it's live.
And it's live, true live on Sight and Sound TV.
Yeah. And Ryan is with us. And Ryan, you're going to direct it. And I know you've done several of these now. How is this one going to be a little different than the first two? What did you learn maybe from those that you can make this one better?
Yeah, so you're always learning and figuring out, you know, what went well and what didn't go well. One new thing we're doing this time, if you've been to our theater, we have a fly rig that we fly people on for various things and stuff like that that goes down the center aisle, but we're not using it in David. So we're putting a camera on it instead, and it'll be super fun. And so that'll just be like a new fun element to get some cool shots with that. And I'm super excited about it. You know, our teams work crazy hard for years and years and years on these shows, and it's been fun over the last couple months to, you know, see the audiences enjoy it and all of that. But now it gets to go out and we get to share with even a broader audience, so really excited for people to experience it and his story and all of it. So
yeah, you wrote this up, you dreamed it up, you were working on it for years. Now that you've seen it, how do you feel? What do you think? I mean, you've seen
awesome.
It come to life from your mind. To
yeah. No, it's like impossible to stay in my office. I mean, you can hear Goliath scene starting like anywhere from the building pretty much. So it's almost impossible to stay in my office, you know, when I hear that scene starting and other scenes. Like, it's just awesome. It's super fun to go in and check it out and see the audiences respond. And yeah, they seem super engaged with this show, which is really exciting and cool to watch. Like, just even small story moments are getting really cool response in the audience.
And the music is so good.
The music is so good. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
It's what makes the show. I mean, David was known for the Psalms and his music, and so to watch it come to life is, I think, the thing that like ties a bow on the whole story. It's beautiful.
David is going to be live broadcast. Sight-sound.tv is the place, right?
Yep.
September 2nd.
September 2nd is the true live, and they'll have encores throughout the weekend if you can't watch Friday night. So
I think I'm going to watch Friday just to watch you interview your brother right before he's going out with a billion things on his mind.
Yes, the goal is to make him as nervous as possible at the last second.
But you can sign up now to watch it.
Yes, you can choose a showtime that works for you, or you can buy the season pass, which gives you all access to everything on Sight and Sound TV, including the live broadcast.
Very cool. Sight-sound.tv is the place. If you want to see David in person, you could go to sight-sound.com.
Yes.
Guys, thanks for being here today.
Great. Thanks so much for having
us. Love having you both
here
always.
Here.
Back to the music we go. This is Holland Bird's Eye View on WJTL.